Hello and welcome. This is Sharon. I'm bringing you the pantograph for today, Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. We'll begin our reading on the front page with the Eats of the Week column. Healthy in a Hurry. Food truck offers nutritious meals on the go in Bloomington. Looking for an alternative to fried fast food? The Healthy in a Hurry food truck may have what you need. The truck, owned and operated by Christy Collier, is this week's pick for Eats of the Week. Collier purchased the truck in Springfield in 2012 and opened her business in Bloomington in 2013. Collier, along with her brother, Dan Collier, previously owned a chain of restaurants in Lexington and Saybrook called Kenny's Restaurant and Lounge, named after her father, who died in 2007. Her brother also owned the Firefly Grill in El Paso and the Old Bank Restaurant in Leroy. I had been hearing about food trucks, so I bought the truck and got out of the bar business, Christy Collier said. It's literally all I've ever done. I've been in the restaurant business since I was 15 years old. After Collier had her second child, she said she struggled with weight gain, which inspired her to open a food truck featuring healthy meals. Well, I think that we're all unique, you know. Food trucks all have our own things that we do. My niche is just I want to offer healthier options, she said. I knew there was no fast food place to get something that was even relatively healthy, so that's why I decided to go to the healthier route and give people another quick, healthy option for food. So, food on the go. Popular menu items include fish tacos and chipotle chicken tacos, which both have grilled protein, quinoa bowls, and wraps with various toppings are also popular. The menu offers burgers, sandwiches, and salads with several vegan items, too. Collier said she typically comes out with a new menu every spring, in time for the start of the season, which runs from the end of March through the end of summer. She posts a weekly schedule at facebook.com/healthyinahurrytruck. And also at healthyinahurryapp.com/schedule, usually every Sunday or Monday, so customers can find out where the food truck will be that week. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, Collier can be found serving lunch to the public from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Growmark, 1705 Towanda Avenue in Bloomington. In the winter, she can usually be found at Rivian on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. As daylight gets longer during the summer, she'll offer dinner a few times a week from 5 to 8 p.m. Other days of the week vary based upon various events she may attend. I think the one thing you have to have a good product. And two, I guess, I just pride myself with customer service. I know most of my regulars, Collier said. I think that it's getting harder and harder to find good customer service, so I try really hard to make sure everyone is satisfied. Collier said food truck owners have to love the job because it's a lot of work in the summer, and she really does love it. She said she's worked 3 different events in one day and has worked 28 days in a row, as she rarely will turn down an event. It's a lot of work, but I love it, and I love the people. I'm definitely a people person, and it's just fun. It's fun to meet new people and to have old regulars come back. That's what I love the most, she said. Collier said she has no plans to go back to a brick-and-mortar location, as she prefers to be able to go to where the customers are rather than trying to get them to come through the door. She also doesn't need a cook and hostess when she operates out of a food truck. If you go, again, this business is called Healthy in a Hurry. They go to Bloomington. They're in Bloomington at festivals, events, parties, concerts. They do catering. They go to parades, fairs, and other events. They're open for lunch from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays at Growmark. They have occasional dinner service from 5 to 8 p.m. on other days. Those times and locations vary. You could reach her by phone at 702-378-4951 or visit their website, healthyinahurryapp.com or facebook.com/healthyinahurrytruck. Bloomington Council, transfer station nearing design phase. Connect Transit and City evaluate developers for downtown facility. Connect Transit and the City of Bloomington are evaluating potential developers for a downtown public transit transfer station at the site of the 50-year-old West Market Street parking deck. Once an applicant is selected and authorized by the Illinois Department of Transportation, and a land use agreement for the city-owned property is finalized, the design phase of the project can begin. David Braun, general manager for Connect Transit, provided an update on the project during a non-voting work session of the City Council on Monday. Braun said his agency issued a request for qualifications, or RFQ, in February and received 6 proposals. The hope is to bring a recommendation to the Connect Transit Board of Trustees at its May 28th meeting. Because it's an RFQ, we won't have prices, Braun said. We'll have to negotiate with the most responsible proposer in terms of qualifications. However, Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason said the current priority is drafting a land purchase agreement that can be brought to the City Council for consideration. A year ago, the Bloomington City Council adopted a resolution that established the parking deck as the site of the transfer station. However, this did not stipulate whether the property would be sold or leased to Connect Transit. Gleason said a new location for downtown's post office, which is in the southeast corner of the parking deck, also is part of these conversations. We're hoping that we can hand the post office off and have a permanent location definitely in the downtown, Gleason said. We're confident that that's going to remain, but it would be nice if it was a return to this site as well. Braun said some of the amenities Connect Transit wants include an indoor waiting area with public restrooms open during hours of operation and 10 covered bus bays. We're building some leasable space, and the leasable space is so that we can actually get some revenue from this property that we can put into the transit system to offset the burden for the city, the state, and the federal government, Braun said. However, the aesthetic of the new station will have to match the look of downtown Bloomington. It can't look like a modern building in a historic downtown. And we're looking to make sure that happens, Braun said. One of the ways that we're going to do that, though, is really to model the outreach effort to the streetscape project. The City Council earlier this month agreed to move forward with the first of at least 10 phases for improving infrastructure, access, and the appearance of downtown. When asked by the mayor whether the station would be utilized by other companies, Braun said there have been internal communications about involving an over-the-road bus carrier. As the design phase begins, Braun said Connect Transit will approach a bus carrier about the scope of the facility and the available space. Having that tie into our transit center would be fantastic. not only for our riders, but also people who just want to come downtown and visit, Braun said. Currently, Peoria Charter, Greyhound, Burlington Trailways, and Connect Transit all use the bus bays at Uptown Station in Normal. Once the design phase for the Bloomington Transit Center is halfway finished, demolition procedures can be discussed, Braun said. However, this could be determined by the amount of time it takes for the post office to relocate. We heard in initial conversations that they may need until the end of the year to move from their current location, so we would start demolition after that, Braun said. Today's Flick Fact question. If on your morning walk or jog, you'd opt to simply go up and down the primary runway at Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, you'd go how far? And the answer, it would be a nice exercise. The primary runway is 8,000 feet. Thus, going back and forth on it would be 16,000 feet, or a little over 3 miles. However, by the way, this is not permitted. From the back pages of the Pantograph, How Time Flies Locally. 100 years ago, on April 17, 1924, 8 alleged bootleggers were netted in 3 raids by men from the sheriff's office and police headquarters last night. The arrests were made at a house at 806 North Lumber Street, a pool hall at the corner of Chestnut and Lumber Streets, and at a house on the White Oak Road. 75 years ago, April 17, 1949. Although Bloomington cannot expect scheduled feeder airline service in the immediate future, chances that it will start eventually were strengthened Saturday by an announcement that Parks Airlines will merge with Mid-Continent Airlines of Kansas City, and Parks is certified to serve Bloomington. 50 years ago, April 17, 1974, the Withers Public Library Board will take its request plan for the urban renewal site east of City Hall back to the City Council. The board plan for a $2.9 million library on that site was turned down by the council on April 1st. And 25 years ago today, April 17, 1999. An Illinois power official said technicians will begin the process of restarting the Clinton Power Station on April 25th. The announcement came at the final readiness for restart meeting between Illinois power executives and officials from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The plant expects to be producing power in early May, the first time that has happened in more than 2.5 years. McLean County Courts, murder trial gets delayed. Police search for witness as trial pushed back a month. A murder trial that was set to begin this week in McLean County has been delayed on a prosecutor's motion. Malcolm J. Johnson, 30, and Kavon Moore, 25, face first-degree murder charges in the October 2020 shooting death of 20-year-old Jaleel Johnson of Bloomington. A third defendant charged with murder in this case, James Moon, has not been apprehended. Johnson and Moon have pleaded not guilty to the charges, which also include mob action, attempted first-degree murder, aggravated battery with a firearm, and obstructing justice. 12 jurors and 2 alternates were selected on Monday, but were not sworn in, as the McLean County State's Attorney's Office awaited word about whether a material witness for the case would be located in time to begin on Tuesday morning. First Assistant Brad Rigdon said a witness who would give evidence related to the motive for the fatal shooting and an exchange of information was subpoenaed to appear Monday morning, and the prosecutors had met with him via Zoom a few weeks before the trial to reaffirm the witness needed to appear. The witness failed to appear Monday and Tuesday, and multiple law enforcement agencies were dispatched to attempt to bring him to court, including the U.S. Marshals and the Bloomington and Chicago Police Departments. Rigdon asked Judge William Yoder to continue the trial to a later date. Yoder granted Rigdon's motion, pushing the trial back a month over objection from Johnson and Moon's attorneys, who both said they were ready to proceed with the trial, especially considering their clients remain in custody on these charges. Yoder said the prosecutors had done their due diligence in their attempts to assure the witness would appear and had shown the absent witness to be material for the case to proceed. The witness was apparently willfully avoiding the court, the judge said. The people chosen for the jury and alternates were discharged Tuesday, and Yoder declared a mistrial. A new trial is scheduled to begin with jury selections on May 10th. Normal counsel, 15% raise for police over the next 4 years, okayed. Normal police officers and sergeants will see an increase in pay over the next couple of years after a union contract was approved by the town, along with other benefits for recruiting new officers and retaining others on the force. In a quick 10-minute meeting, the Normal Town Council on Monday voted unanimously in approving a union contract with the Police Benevolent and Protective Association Unit 22 for a 15% pay increase over the next 4 years. Trustees Chamberly Harris and Scott Preston were not present for the vote, but Preston later joined toward the end of the meeting. The contract includes a 6% increase in 2024, 5% raise in April 2025, and 2% raises in both 2026 and 2027. The 2024 increase will add an additional $450,000 in spending for the Normal Police Department's operating expenses in the town's 2024 through 25 fiscal year budget. Salaries for new police officers will start at $70,613 in the first year and increase to $77,140 when the contract expires in April 2027, according to council documents. Salaries for new police sergeants will start at $113,160 in the first year and then increase to $123,619 when the contract expires. In addition to the wage increase, the town was awarded a state grant for officer retention in the form of bonuses ranging from $700 to $1,000 per officer. The town will distribute those bonuses in accordance with the grant requirements and will guarantee bonus payments in the event that the grant funds are not received, according to the council documents. Other provisions include increased residency limits from 25 miles to 60 miles, matching the residency requirements for the town's non-union employees, and increased paid time off from 72 to 88 hours per year, as well as two additional holidays. According to council documents, the Normal Police Department consists of 86 sworn police officers, 11 full-time staff, and just under 4 full-time civilian staff. The union has represented officers and sergeants in the Normal area since 1987, and this contract will be the town's 14th agreement with the union. In other news, the council approved the following actions. Waived the formal bid process and accepted the quotes from Walker Process Equipment of Aurora for $184,650 and Automatic Systems Company of St. Paul, Minnesota for $11,968 for equipment to rehabilitate the Water Department's clarifier number 2. They accepted bids and awarded a contract to All Weather Courts for the Ironwood Park Tennis and Pickleball Court Resurfacing Project, $60,874. They waived the formal bidding process and approved the acquisition of furniture from Widmer Interiors for $53,243 through a joint purchasing program. They waived the formal bidding process and accepted a quote from Minutemen of Tinley Park to purchase security cameras, genetic licenses, installation and integration services, as well as conduit installation and wiring for security cameras through Cell Electric of Bloomington for a combined project cost of $175,489. They amended the purchasing policy manual concerning the purchase of software and cloud-based services to allow the city manager to approve contract renewals when the price does not exceed 10% of the previous contract. The council also tabled a vote to authorize support for the Small Business Development Center so revisions could be made. That will be back in front of the council during its May 6th meeting. IWU raises record $2.7 million during all-in campaign. Illinois Wesleyan University raised a record $2,799,070 during the annual all-in for Wesleyan campaign this month. During the 24-hour fundraiser held on April 9th, donors gave 3,963 donors gave to the cause, including alumni, parents, students, faculty, staff, and friends of IWU. Last year, the university set a record at $2,614,921. The campaign has raised more than $15.8 million since it began in 2013. Several donation challenges were given, including a $1 million from an anonymous donor that was unlocked after surpassing $1.5 million. An hourly challenge that gave a $5,000 boost to each department that received the most gifts, and a challenge from IWU President Georgia Nugent that unlocked a $30,000 gift of scholarships for first-generation students after 100 donors gave to the First Generation Support Fund. According to the university, proceeds from All In help create opportunities for present and future IWU students, including student scholarships, research endeavors, experiential learning, updated technology infrastructure, and athletic programming. Donations can still be made by going to iwu.edu/giving. Public safety. Shots fired in Bloomington. A Chicago woman and a normal man were arrested after shots were fired on Monday in Bloomington. According to a statement from the Bloomington Police Department, officers were dispatched at 4:42 p.m. Monday after several callers reported hearing gunshots near the 200 block of Reeveston Drive. Bloomington Police Department said evidence of gunfire was found at the scene, along with property damage to a residence. The statement said the investigation extended to Normal and two guns were recovered. Two people were taken into custody on preliminary weapons charges. The pantograph does not name defendants until they are charged formally in court, and these suspects are due to appear in court today. Bloomington Police Department Chief Jamal Symington said the department appreciated the community supporting its efforts. The men and women of our patrol division worked as a team and with diligence to identify the culprits in this investigation. We are all happy about the outcome, mainly that only property damage occurred, no one was injured, as we strive to hold those who use violence accountable, Symington said. Shots fired in Normal. Two reports of gunfire were made to dispatchers within a six-hour period Sunday and early Monday in Normal, according to a statement from police authorities. In a news statement, the Normal Police Department said officers responding to an unrelated call heard shots around 1 a.m. Monday in the 600 block of Cullum Street in Normal. Police went to the scene and did not find any victims, Normal Police Department said, and officers gathered witness statements. The pantograph previously reported Normal police were called at 7:47 p.m. Sunday for a report of shots fired in the vicinity of Wiley Drive and Hovey Avenue. In a statement Tuesday, Normal Police Department said shots had been fired from one vehicle toward another vehicle, which was hit. The statement added, no injuries were reported in this incident, and officers collected witness statements. Normal Police Department said it continues to investigate both incidents. In an emailed statement, Brad Park, Community Engagement Unit Officer, said preliminary investigations indicate that the two gunfire reports were not connected. Those with additional information are asked to call the Normal Police Department at 309-454-9535. To remain anonymous, you can submit tips to the TIP 411 service by texting Normal PD to 84711. Leave a space and then write your tip. Information can also be given anonymously on the Normal Police Department's mobile app. Body found. The McLean County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a male found unresponsive in a ditch on Tuesday morning in Dry Grove Township, southwest of Bloomington Normal. According to a news release, sheriff's deputies were dispatched Tuesday at 6:40 a.m. to the area of 900 East Road and 1650 North Road for reports of a person lying in a ditch. When arriving, deputies found an unresponsive male dead in the ditch and deployed available resources to the scene. McLean County Coroner Kathleen Yoder and Illinois State Police Crime Unit were also requested, according to the release. No additional information was available. Anyone with information regarding this investigation is asked to contact Lieutenant Jason Tuttle at 309-888-5928. We'll take a short break now and then return with the second half of the pantograph for April 17th, 2024. Please stay tuned.